said, "Hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out on the pumpkin?"
See, it's that attention to detail, Dean. That's what you don't get everywhere else.
Oh, that's amazing.
Dean Sherman, Jackie Sherman are here. It's getting to be that time of year from Sherman's Pumpkin Farm and Corn Maze. Talk about all the things going on this season. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, we're really excited. This will be our 42nd year at the Sherman Pumpkin Farm. And what started out as a little truck farm has turned into quite a destination, and everybody loves to come and play. This year, we're really excited that we're getting into second generation with partnering with our daughter, Sarah, and her husband, Scott, where they're planning to take over things in the future, and we're working together on it this
awesome.
Year.
Awesome. So then let's talk about the official opening. When does that happen?
Well, we're officially opening this coming Saturday, September 3rd, and we will be open through Monday, October 31st. Our pumpkin farm hours are 10 to 5 daily, 7 days a week, and we're just excited to see everybody.
Yeah, you got your bright orange shirts on this morning and everything, too. Let's talk about what it costs to get in to see you guys, then.
Well, there's no admission charge at the Sherman Pumpkin Farm, but due to the cool weather, we're starting a harvest process. It's going to take a little while to pull everything together. We're excited to have a fall decorating and ornamental pumpkins out for people. We're starting to pull things together for that.
And then I know in the past you guys have done like a corn maze and all that stuff. Is that the same case? And if so, what's the theme?
We do have the corn maze this year, and we empowered our daughter to do the design. And this year's theme is the Three Little Pigs. It's going to be a lot of fun as well as very challenging. The corn maze is open Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5. The cost is $5 per person. 4 years and under are free. In addition, we will be having flashlight corn maze on Saturday
Ooh.
Nights in October.
You ever had somebody not get out, go and fish them out?
We've had a few phone calls, and I send Dean in to find them.
It's Dean's the recovery crew.
We don't lose very many.
Well, let's talk about, we're on and back to school. Labor Day is going to be here. Halloween as well. Will you guys be having trick or treat again this year?
We are excited to finally have trunk trick or treat back this year. We've had that canceled in the past due to COVID. But this year we will be having it on Sunday, October 30th, the last Sunday of October from 1 to 4. It is such a fun time to see the kids in costume and we are just overwhelmed with the turnout that we have every year.
Oh, yeah. Jackie and Dean Sherman along with us this morning from Sherman's Pumpkin Farm and Corn Maze. All right, let's talk about any other info we haven't gotten to yet this morning.
Well, first of all, we'd like to thank Barrington Group for their assistance in helping with their GPS to design the maze, and also you at KMCH for your continued support throughout the years. We would ask people if they do want to schedule a date to bring the group to give us a call at the pumpkin farm. And if you do want to do the corn maze during the week, please call me at 563-920-2742 to schedule a time.
Now, for somebody who lives in Cedar Rapids, how do we find you? Because you got new people coming up here all the time. Eric's got a couple daughters. They're moving up here.
Bet.
How do they find you?
Our address is 413 South Wayne Street, we always put up a pumpkin and a maze sign on the light pole out on Main Street where they turn off of Main Street onto South Wayne. It's easy to find right at the foot of South Wayne Street. And the only other thing I'd add is, if we're not around when people drive in, give us a call. Mm-hmm. We'll have a number around because early in the season, especially, we're a lot of times out in the field. We might not be right there in the store to greet people. So you could come and do the maze during the week, but make sure and let us know that you're coming so we can be there to help you.
Gotcha. Now, Jackie, so you said that the maze is kind of tricky, but it's manageable, right?
It's manageable. Okay. We do give everybody a map when they go in, mm-hmm. and they're challenged to find 6 locations, and there's a paper punch for them to punch their map, and then we do have 2 very friendly scarecrows, Walter and Wilbur, that are hiding out there,
yeah.
and so you get to mark on your map where you locate them. I would add that we do have Sherman's Facebook page that if anybody has any questions, look up Sherman's Facebook mm-hmm. page and like us and share it with your friends and family.
So to refresh everybody, it's just about opening time. Remind us when
it
the
is.
Official date is, when the pumpkin drops, as it were.
This Saturday, the Saturday we're open every weekend, September and October, and if you bring the kids, you won't get lost in the maze. They can figure it out.
Yeah. Can I send some cranky listeners over, though? Can you just have them get
lost? Oh, yeah, anybody. You bet. Unless they're directionally challenged, and then they have a map. How can you get lost if you have a map?
If they hold it upside down, you never know.
We'll even tell them how to get it right side up.
There you go. And there's never a shortage of people willing to tell people where to go.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You guys, thanks for stopping in this morning. And you're going to have great weather for the opening weekend,
It's going to be a good season.
Yeah. You bet. You got to be excited with the cool morning like we got this morning. Get you into the season out there.
Yeah, because we're going out to pick pumpkins after this. So,
I got band practice. Otherwise,
I'm so sorry.
Dean and Jackie, thank you guys. And again, find them. It's opening this weekend. And make it a point. Stop once, stop twice. Stop every weekend leading up to Halloween. Go out and see them. Thanks for coming in, guys. You'll see their bright orange t-shirts on our website here shortly at kmch.com.